Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Tiffany. That is the name that we gave her. It's not her real name, and this isn't her real voice. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
You have a dirty little secret, and this one is interesting because it is a secret you are keeping from your husband, but you're not the only one keeping this secret from your husband. Who else have you conspired with in this dirty little secret?
That sounds so scandalous when you say it like that. My 15-year-old daughter.
Your 15-year-old daughter.
Yes. So let me tell you, my daughter is gorgeous. So of course she wants to be a model and she wants to pursue those things. And her dad is just adamantly against it so much. He thinks it sexualizes girls. He doesn't like the outfits. You know, he's just very much does not want that for his daughter. But she's very good at it and she loves it. And so I have still been taking her to photo shoots and auditions, and well, now she's gaining a lot of popularity, and she actually has done two in San Francisco. So, yeah, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to keep it a secret. But to be fair, I'm with her every time I go. It's not like I just drop her off and sit in the car. She's
of course.
Safe. And, you know, if this is something she wants to do and she's good at, why would I want to handicap her now? Why not prepare her to have a career in it?
Okay, this seems like an obvious question, but have you made that case to your husband?
He's kind of hung up on that whole she's 15 and the clothes aren't always really big thing.
The clothes aren't what?
You know, like, there's not a lot of clothing sometimes. Like, to be fair, let's just be real. You go to the mall, you go wherever, and there's a lot of crop tops and teeny tiny shorts, and that's kind of the same vibe with the modeling. It's not like they're putting her in lingerie, but he just doesn't like it. It's not something he wants for his daughter, and he doesn't want it documented.
But you do want this for your daughter.
Well, because it's tasteful.
Well, I'm sure that it's probably not just because of that. There's lots of parents that stop their kids from getting involved in things because they're parents and they know better. They know where certain things can lead.
Okay, but it is sort of like saying that he doesn't trust his wife to keep their daughter safe and make sure that that nothing bad happens.
I mean,
to
I
her.
Don't know. I mean, I haven't obviously talked to your husband or anything like that, but I don't think that it's necessarily that he doesn't trust his wife to do it, because I'm sure if he knew, he'd probably go. Where does he think you guys go when you go to these modeling shoots?
Well, usually he's working. He does travel a lot for work. So, I mean, getting around that isn't really hard.
Is this on weekdays or this weekends? Are you taking her out of school?
No. I don't take her out of school. Of course not. That's super important. But no, on weekends, you know, sure, we might have a day trip to San Francisco or we may do different little things. And,
okay.
And we might make a weekend of it. But while we're
the
there,
fact that
he's
he
working.
Hasn't figured this out does make me think he's not like...
Well, if he's traveling, he doesn't know.
Well, yeah.
I'm guessing you don't have any other kids.
No. Oh, no. She's my only one.
How would you feel, Katie, if you found out that your husband was letting one of your daughters do something that you were passionately against, whatever it is.
Right.
As long as it's not illegal, and they were keeping it both a secret from you, you'd be devastated.
I would be really sad, but I also probably would try to trust them and at least let them try it.
But that is a discussion you have before it starts.
Well, but it sounds like he's not willing to let them try it. That's the thing.
I mean, it's
he's having a hard stance no. Why does he get to say no? Why does his no matter more than her yes?
Why does her yes matter more than his no?
Well, but he wasn't
because
willing
I've educated
to try
myself.
Like.
What was that, Tiffany?
Well, he's not willing to educate himself. I've done the homework. Like, she's my little baby girl. She's the only one I've got. I've invested 15 years into this girl. I want to keep her safe, but I also want to help her do what she loves to do.
I see your side.
I mean, I definitely see both sides. Don't
I,
get
but
me
I
wrong.
See his side, too.
But I don't like that he seems like he's like just a hard no and then hasn't put the time in to understand. Like, it sounds like he is saying no based on his perception without putting any legwork in. Just like, nope, it's bad. Sorry, answer's no.
Yeah, it does sound like that. But if that's the case, does that mean he deserves to be deceived?
No.
So this is an interesting dirty little secret. It's definitely more of a gray area than a lot of dirty little secrets that we've had in the past. Do you have a game plan for if she gets famous doing this, or like if he ever sees a picture of hers?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
What
kind
is
of
it?
That policy of better to ask forgiveness than permission.
It's not exactly a plan, but I understand.
Wow. Well, very interesting. Well, Tiffany, thank you very much for your dirty little secret, and we wish your daughter success.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so we want to know what the weirdest thing in your car right now is. You can call us or text us, 916-909-1065. And we are getting into this because my aunt, who's 82, 83 years old, she was visiting from Philadelphia. And I was driving her around one day, and she heard this thing rolling around in the back of my car.
You'll like in the trunk?
Yeah. No, in the back, floor of the back seat. She reaches back to get it, which, rude.
Okay. Gavin, don't say that about her. She's perfect.
So she pulls it up, and it is this old, heavily lacquered, wooden decorative tube. Okay. And she goes, what is this? I go, that's a didgeridoo. And she goes, why do you have it?
Great question.
And then stupid me was like, oh, I was just in Australia.
Oh, Gavin, okay.
She goes, you were? I go, no, come on, Nett. I was not doing that. No, it's because we have a listener who, he's an amazing guy named Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
And Jordan travels all over the world all the time. And every time Jordan sees us, and he's the best for this. He thinks of us when he is in these other countries, and he brings us very individualized things back.
It's very cool.
But I had to like explain this whole thing to her, and it just kind of made everything even more awkward.
It's not every day you find a didgeridoo in your car.
No, or hear the word didgeridoo for that matter. So what's the weirdest thing in your car right now? Katie, what's yours?
I don't really, believe it or not, don't have much going on in my car, but it's just because I went to Quick Quack.
So you just cleaned it.
Yeah.
Okay, because last time I saw your car, I was like, wow, there's a lot in here.
Shut up.
Well, but maybe not weird, I guess.
It was nothing weird. It was just my life that I decided I can stay here.
Kevin?
I have lots of clothes, but what's really weird is my
Hold on, why do you have lots of clothes?
I like to change throughout the day. It's cold in the morning. It's hot in the afternoon. I need a change of clothes. I travel a lot.
You know, everybody's living the exact same life you are, right?
Right.
And everybody's managing to wear the clothes that they put on that day.
Well.
Not you, Beyonce.
No.
You need a costume change.
I need it according to the temperature.
All right. And what was the other thing you were about to mention?
I have a half-broken piggy bank.
A half-broken piggy bank?
Yes, I had to smash it to get my coin.
No, it's very self-explanatory for you. All right, 916-909-1065. Good morning, Christine from Elk Grove. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's the weirdest thing in your car right now?
I have two cans of mushrooms, one in each door in the front seat.
two cans of mushrooms?
And
yes.
Why?
Why?
So a couple years ago, my husband brought the wrong mushrooms, and then he's like, don't worry, I'll exchange them next time I go to the store, and of course he never did. And then he just left them there, and he's like,
years ago?
Yes, and then he said, just leave them there. If someone ever messes with you, just chuck a can of mushrooms at them.
The perfect line of defense.
Wow.
So I was like, I'll just leave them there. Someone attacked me. I got the can of mushrooms, you know, and I don't know. Now
you
just live here. Now I...
Hysterical. Yeah. Christine, thank you so much for calling. Go ahead. Let's go to some Facebook comments, and then we have to talk to Victoria, who might have one of the darkest and saddest things in her car right now.
Okay, so Joseph says a quart of lube.
A quart?
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Denise says a rock named Barbara that my daughter lugged back from a hike.
Oh, I hope her daughter is under the age of 5.
I don't think she is. Katie said a box of doll heads.
Oh.
She did go on to say that she's a hairstylist, but it's more fun to think that she isn't.
Nobody can top what Victoria has. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I won't be after you tell us all this. What is in the back of your car right now?
Probably a petrified dead hamster.
A dead hamster.
What?
Somewhere in her car. Now,
we can't find it.
You had the hamster in the car in a cage, I assume, yes?
No, we just got it
free
from
range.
Petco.
You had just gotten it?
Oh, no.
We just bought it. We were in the parking lot of the Petco. The kids in the back were excited, opened it, and that hamster flew out. And so we searched that whole week for it. We put out cages, we put french fries, we put a safe, like the little safe thingies. And then I would say about 6 days later, the smell started.
Oh my God.
Did you get a new hamster?
Well,
yes, we did. We went to a different Petco because we were
embarrassed. Yeah, now they know. They know you at that first one.
Did you name the hamster before it died?
Yes, it was Sunflower.
Sunflower.
And that was...
All right. Well, listen, we're all going to say a quiet little prayer for Sunflower the hamster. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's Are You Smarter Than Kevin?
Well, our backup player just hung up on us in the game. Are you smarter than Kevin? So let's get to our caller 17 as quickly as possible. Make sure she doesn't hang up. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Kevin, though, shaking in his boots.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
He is terrified. All right, he's going to leave the studio. And I want to remind everybody again, next Friday at Sky River Casino, we're going to be doing Are You Smarter Than Kevin Trivia, okay? You got to register for that. It's free, but you got to register for it at endonline.com. And it's we have less than half capacity left, so hop on that. All right, Joyce, I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture, and $120 is on the line. Whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Delicious farm-to-fork organic food. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Governor Gavin Newsom is going to be doing something that no other state has done yet, dismantling all homeless encampments after the Supreme Court ruled that people can be punished for sleeping in public places. However, all unhoused people in these encampments will be supported with shelters. True or false, Sacramento is in the top 10 cities in America with the most homeless.
True.
Question 2. Oprah and her best friend Gail King have been rumored to be gay for decades. They, once again, assured everybody that they are not gay, but Gail King said one of the reasons she's had so much trouble finding a man was because of the gay rumors. Is Gail King on ABC, NBC, or CBS?
Ooh. CBS.
And question three, Donald Trump showed no fear when it came to debating Joe Biden and said that he would do it anywhere, anytime, quote unquote. Well, apparently that only applied to Biden because he's backing away from a debate with new presidential candidate Kamala Harris. In a debate, what is a response to an opponent's claim called?
Rebuttal.
Question four, Mr. Beast is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, YouTubers in the world, and he has a transgender co-creator named Ava Chris Tyson. She has been accused of grooming a minor, which she denies, but Mr. Beast has hired his own investigator to determine the truth. How many subscribers does Mr. Beast have? Is it 100 million, 200 million, or 300 million?
200 million.
Question five. The Olympics starts today, and we'll get to see something we've never seen before, and honestly, I'm not sure we needed to. Parents of athletes will have heart rate monitors on, and we will get to see how high their heart rate gets while they watch their kids compete. All righty. Wow. If a swimmer's resting heart rate is 43 beats per minute, but is 189 beats per minute by the end of the race, how much of an increase is that?
Oh, gosh. 60%.
I don't need a percent. I need a number.
Okay, can you repeat it?
Sure. If they have a resting heart rate of 43 beats per minute and it climbs all the way to 189 beats per minute, how many beats per minute difference is that?
146.
All righty. Please go get Kevin for me. Joyce, where are we off to this morning?
I am currently driving my daughter to the bus for cheer camp.
Oh, cheer camp. Cutting it close to the beginning of school. How about that?
They are. They're heading to Sac State.
I hope it's indoor, right?
It is not. It is outdoor.
Oof. Boy, oh boy. Well, stay hydrated, cheerleaders.
Am I playing a cheerleader?
No, she was zero help. The cheerleader was zero help.
Oh,
what is your daughter's name?
Yikes.
Brenna.
Yeah, Brenna didn't help at all.
Well, she's probably on top of the pyramid. Well, she has a lot going on.
Not in the car. All right.
Oh.
I'm going to put you ladies on hold. Kevin, you ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Question one, Governor Gavin Newsom is going to do something no state has done yet, and all eyes are on California. He is going to start dismantling all homeless encampments after the Supreme Court ruled that people can be punished for sleeping in public places. The unhoused, though, in these encampments will be supported with shelters, though. True or false, Sacramento is in the top 10 cities in America with the most homeless.
Unfortunately, true.
Yeah, that is actually true.
Did my research paper on it.
We came in at number 9 in the top 10. New York City, number 1. Question 2. Oprah and her best friend Gayle King have been rumored to be gay for decades. They are not gay. But Gayle King did say, though, that these rumors had made it really hard to date and find a man. Poor Gayle King.
Aww.
Is Gayle King on ABC, NBC, or CBS?
NBC?
No.
Who is she?
She's on CBS. I think she's technically a journalist.
Oh.
But she's on, like, CBS Mornings, so, like, she does a lot of, like, puff pieces and stuff. I don't know.
I don't watch them.
Question three. Donald Trump was fearless when it came to debating Joe Biden. Said he'd do it anywhere, anytime. Well, that only applied to Joe Biden, apparently, because he's now backing away from a debate with new presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
In a debate, what is a response to an opponent's claim called?
A rebuttal.
Yes, it is
Fun
called.
Fun fact, I was on the the speech team.
The debate team?
Yeah.
You were on the debate team, mm-hmm. And you forget what it's called.
Well, you're on the spot. And also, I was like the best at rebuttaling.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I said, bitch, no. Here's the evidence.
I was just going to say, I'll bet all of your rebuttals started with, yeah, well.
It did.
Question for Mr. Beast, probably the biggest YouTuber in the world. he is coming under attack right now. He has a transgender co-creator named Ava Chris Tyson. Do you watch Mr. Beast?
Yes.
Okay, so is she part of the show in front of the camera or just behind?
She helps create his content.
Okay, well, not anymore.
Oh.
She has been accused of grooming a minor, which she denies, but Mr. Beast has hired his own investigator to determine the truth.
Interesting.
How many subscribers does Mr. Beast have? Is it 100 million, 200 million, or 300 million?
I think like 305 million, so I'll do 300 million.
Yeah, it's actually 306.
It went up?
Yeah, 306 million subscribers.
He is doing this thing with like other YouTubers where it's like a battle royale thing. Looks really cool.
His net worth is like $500 million.
I don't know how he got famous.
I don't either. Question five. The Olympics start today, and we'll get to see something we've never seen before. They're going to hook up parents of athletes to heart rate monitors, and we'll get to see how high their heartbeat gets while they watch their kids compete.
That's cool.
I mean, it is kind of cool. We didn't need to see it, but it is kind of exciting. If a swimmer's resting heart rate is 43 beats per minute, but is 189 beats per minute by the end of the race, how much of a beat per minute increase is that? I don't need a percentage. How many beats per minute is that?
8 minus 4, 4, 1. 146 beats per minute.
That is correct.
Yo.
Wow. All right, Joyce, Brenna, is Brenna still in the car?
She is.
All right, well... Final score.
I'm nervous.
Joyce, you got 4. Kevin got 4. It is a tie. It is a tie. Holy cow. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot when we come back over the weekend. And Joyce and Brenna, tell us what you need to say.
We are just as smart as Kevin.
Just as smart as Kevin.
And you're going to slay the cheer camp.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Good luck and be safe, Brenna. Thank you guys so much for listening. Coming up next on the show, we've got a dirty little secret. This one sadly involves a kid. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So James Corden, he got kind of a bad reputation there, and... I think it cost him kind of a show, I'd imagine.
Seems like it. And the bad reputation was just him being cruel and an a-hole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's not quite done being a bad actor in the world of humanity. And I'm saying that because there's a story about him who he is currently doing a play in theater.
Okay.
Or in England.
Okay.
Like a stage play. And there was also, the play was supposed to happen on the same night that there was a huge soccer event.
Okay.
And the story is, at least the headline, the clickbaity headline is, that he delayed the start of the play so that he could finish watching this close soccer match.
Okay.
Which is terrible.
You think that's terrible?
That's... Oh, yeah. To delay the start of a play?
Yeah.
So that you could watch a soccer match?
Oh, so that he could watch the soccer match.
Right. But apparently, though, when you read more of the story, he says he didn't do it necessarily for him. He did it because when he looked out into the audience, he saw a lot of audience members watching it on their phone. And it made him think, why don't we just delay the beginning of this play for everybody's sake, so that I can watch, not just me,
right?
Everybody okay. wants to watch the end of the soccer match. And then when the game is over, then we can start the play and no one will be wondering or feeling like FOMO.
Well, if that is the real reason, then I think that's great. If it was just, I want to see the end of this, then that does make him, like, that's terrible. Like you said,
I'm sure that was a big part of it.
You don't think? I think if I looked out and I saw everybody's attention was somewhere else, I would feel really self-conscious to not push it back.
But
I would want to push it back. Now, it is still for selfish purposes, but I would want to push it back so that I had everybody's attention, not necessarily because I wanted them to get to finish the game.
But I also, it wasn't everybody. It couldn't possibly have been everybody. Even if it was half the audience, and I'm stretching it by saying half.
Okay.
These are people who go to the theater. Now, I'm not saying everybody who goes to the theater is, like, not into sports. Of course, some of them are.
I mean, over there, a lot of people are.
But enough to, like, watch it on your phone. I love football. I almost never watch a game on my phone. So, and I don't care if I miss the end of a game, usually. So,
but
what about,
who do they really like? The people that are watching the game got to see the end of the game, and the people that weren't watching the game waited a little while to see the play start. So what isn't that kind of like everybody?
It's rude. If you hate standing around, you don't even like to pump your own gas
because
it's waiting around.
Okay, but when you and I went to see a theater show put on by the actors from a show called The State,
right?
That show got pushed off for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was terrible. I was mad.
You, Gavin!
Well, what? I mean, I wanted, because I wanted the show to start.
You never acted or said, act like you were mad or said that you were mad.
Well, because I was so excited to be there.
Okay.
I mean, how many people are there to see, how excited to see The Constituent starring James Corden at the Old Vic Theater?
They bought the tickets.
They did.
I don't think he's out of the woods as far as like, oh, he was doing it to be a good guy. I think he was doing it because he knows he's been dropped down a few pegs in the world of celebrity, and he doesn't want the people watching this play to have anything else on their mind other than watching him.
I still feel like it's really rude to do to the people who don't care. The play starts. So if you are that invested in the soccer game, go leave the theater.
I mean, that's
if you
true.
Want to watch it, you are the problem,
How
not the play.
How long did they play it, do you know?
Like 10, 15 minutes.
Yep.
Still though. Imagine if it was a concert. I can't stand it when I read these stories about, like, Madonna delayed her concert 2 hours or Kanye delayed a concert indefinitely, you know?
I just know when it is somebody you love, you sure give them a lot more.
If you're excited to be there, you're excited to be there, but you still want things to start on time. Am I right or am I right?
I think 10 or 15 minutes is a safe thing to do, and everybody can still be happy.
Text in your thoughts to 909-1065. Coming up next on the show, there's a new event in the Olympics this year that has everyone talking, and apparently someone in the studio is really good at it. You're going to find out the details when we return at 8:40.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Alicia. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
So you have a boyfriend named Austin, and you are worried that Austin is cheating on you, which is why you have come to us. Now, let's talk about this. Why do you think that your boyfriend Austin is cheating?
Well, I have a son from a previous relationship, and he helps me raise him. So a little while ago, my son had his 6th birthday party, and I kind of noticed that Austin and my baby daddy's fiance, Sam, were being like really flirty, even a little touchy. And when I talked to Austin about it and, you know, kind of tried to approach it as calmly as possible, he was like, you're being crazy.
Do they see each other often? Like, I mean, I guess I, you know, when my daughter was younger, saw my ex-husband's wife regularly at sporting events and stuff. So was this like, do they hang out together frequently, or was this like a random, they see each other once a year?
So that's the thing. I wouldn't say once a year, but definitely like, you know, it's family events, whatever. My son's only six, so it's not like he has a ton of sports stuff or anything that he's involved in quite yet.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll put him to the test. We'll send him some free roses to see who he'd send them to and what he'll write on the card. Alicia, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Austin, please?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Austin. This is Shannon with... And I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Great. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Sure. Let's, first name is Sam. The last name is...
Okay. And then before I get an address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
There, you don't need to write anything. You said you can just send the flowers.
Okay. Austin, that was not a real offer for roses. My name's Gavin. That's Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend who is going to be pretty upset with you, Alicia. Oh, Alicia, are you back on?
I sure am.
Okay. Why don't you explain to your boyfriend, Austin, what's going on?
I don't know how much there is to explain now.
You are a piece of...
You're pretty clearly cheating with your girlfriend's baby daddy's fiance. Fiance of all things, too.
I'm not cheating.
Well, then what are you doing?
We just talk. We just communicate. It's not, I've never been physical. It's just, we're not cheating. I know I messed up. Like, I love Alicia, but it's not cheating.
Yeah, you don't have to be physical with someone for it to count as cheating. There is such a thing as emotional cheating.
Listen, I understand you're upset. I haven't done anything with her. It's literally like a friendship. That's really all it is. I love you. I know I've messed up, but like, it's not like what you think it is.
No, this is more than a mess up. Also, you chose to send her flowers instead of me, and you felt so strongly about the fact that you couldn't have your name on there or have it sent to her home. Like, clearly you feel badly about this. Clearly you know that you've done something wrong, but now you're trying to peddle back and tell me that, oh, this is nothing. You're really not going to say anything, Austin? I mean, my God. I mean, just wait until Jeremy finds out about this. He's going to lose his
So, okay, before that happens, I do want to point out that you guys do have a six-year-old together.
Right.
So however this gets handled, Alicia, and I'm not telling you how to handle it, just keep in mind what's best for...
Which is what?
Your six-year-old. Well, I don't know, but I mean, I'm sure that like creating some sort of immediately telling her baby daddy the situation, and then he would have, this six-year-old would have two relationships in his life that his parents have blow up at the same time. I'm not a therapist, but I would imagine that that's not the kind of thing,
right,
that
I get what you're saying.
Doesn't have a ripple effect. So this is a very difficult situation. I don't know how to handle it. Alicia, will offer it to you either for yourself or for both you and Austin, but or maybe you and your baby daddy, I guess, too. But would you like to talk to somebody from BetterHelp.com?
Yeah, I would be interested in that.
Okay. All right. Austin, we're gonna let you go. I just hung up on him. And Alicia, you sound shell-shocked right now. Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, I will be. You know, at the end of the day, what's most important to me is my son, and that
right.
was a good point.
Yeah. All right. Stay on hold. We'll get your information. We'll make sure you get to the right person. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
think that a workplace should allow you to take a nap halfway through your day? You can call or text us 916-909-1065. 909-1065. It's your show. Why not be part of it? And tell us your opinion, because according to new research, there actually might be a chance that there's some legal ground to stand on medically that workplaces need to allow you to take a nap halfway through your workday.
Okay.
26% of people, according to a medical survey, have found that they need to take a nap. They have a need. One out of four of us, basically. And they're saying that this could translate to workplaces seeing a medical need, just like everything else. Like, you know,
like ergonomic chairs.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, like if you work at a place where you have to put in a handicapped ramp, you know, or something like that, this could just be part of that.
I think that that makes a lot of sense. I think in a world where we are expected to work through our lunches, where we are expected to go to after hours things for team building and go home and do more work when we get there, I get it. People are exhausted. I'm exhausted. This is actually very vindicating for me, who is somebody who has to nap every day. And now we're realizing it is medically necessary.
Okay. Now, Kevin just shot me a look, and I had a feeling you were going to say that. Kevin, did you think she was going to say that too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like you don't qualify for this.
Why?
You don't nap.
Yes, I do.
No, your naps are more than the preferred nap time. They're hours.
Your nap, I would say your nap averages every day 3 hours.
That is right.
Oh my God.
Okay, and that's the average.
That's pretty constant.
Okay. That's too long. That's not a nap. That's a sleep.
Okay.
You're going to sleep.
Yeah. Well, how long is this nap?
A nap is like 20 to 30 minutes.
Here's the thing. I've said this many times. I need more sleep because I'm hot. I'm running my brain is going at a faster speed. You guys are V6. I'm V8. Okay. My brain needs high octane. I am absorbing all kinds of stuff at all different times. I'm an actual empath.
Excuse me?
I'm an actual empath. Kevin says he is, but he's one of the bitchiest little Bettys I've ever seen.
I am an empath. I'm feeling a lot of jealousy and hate from you right now.
That's because you're an empath.
Yeah.
That would mean that I was feeling jealousy and hate, and he's absorbing my energy. He's doing it
Okay,
wrong.
Can we pause this for a second, and maybe I need some explanation. What is an empath?
An empath is when you absorb somebody else's emotions.
You think you do that?
Yes, and then I have too much empathy for what I'm absorbing. Too much empathy for the other person.
And that's why you need to take 3-hour naps.
That's one of the reasons.
What's another reason?
I told you, I am on a different wavelength in my brain than you are. I have a three-dimensional mind.
Oh God.
I've told you this many times, and I am doing things different. I am doing things harder in all ways mentally.
You're doing things harder?
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
What has she done this entire show?
Nothing.
No, she's knitted this whole time.
Yeah. And done a bunch of other stuff because you know why?
Idle hands.
V8.
Okay. All right.
Vroom, vroom.
All right. Well, maybe I'll give you that one. You do have ADHD, so maybe that does tucker a lady out.
Sure.
If I was your boss, I don't think if you went to me and said, hey, boss, I need to take a nap that lasts 3 hours. Hear me out. 3 hours. Yes, you'll pay me for all 3 hours. because here's the thing. When other people are sad or mad or happy, it wears on me. It makes me so sleepy.
Okay. First of all, that's not how it would go down.
That's pretty cool.
Here's how it would go down. Like I'd walk in and I'd say, hey, boss, how are you?
Oh, because you're the empath. You want to know how they feel.
Yeah.
Don't you already know?
Yeah.
No.
Fake empath.
Well, once I get in there, I'll feel it. But if you just walk into a room and start saying, you're stressed, people don't like that.
Okay.
So then I have to make small talk, make them feel good about themselves. You look good.
Isn't that kind of the same thing as going into a room being like, what's wrong?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. See, all right. You don't get it.
I don't get it. No. I don't. No, I am not an empath.
Yeah. And it shows a lot right now.
I could feel it.
Again, I don't think you know what an empath is. You're confusing me because you claim that you are.
Okay, the days that you're in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Doesn't that wear on me? Don't I take it hard? Even when it has nothing to do with me?
That's true.
You know why? It's seeping into my pores.
So I'm the reason you have to take naps.
Sure, you are one of them.
All right. And Kevin, you don't ever take a nap, so...
I don't, because I'm a true empath.
No,
I... You are. Other people's emotions are water off a duck's back to you.
If anything,
you go, sorry, bitch, boo.
I do feel like, Kevin, more so with you, other people's emotions are just more tea for you to sip.
I love sipping it.
That is so true.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
If you've been paying attention in this country, which if you haven't, I don't blame you. It seems like self-care at this point. Things have been a little nuts in the world of politics. We have been living through unprecedented times, it seems like 17 times in the last week or so.
It really does.
And the latest thing, and here's what we're going to be talking about, is that President Biden announced that he is going to step out of the presidential race. Okay, awesome. Now, anybody could step in, and it looks like it's going to go to Kamala Harris, right, who's the vice president, but it may not. Somebody might challenge her, and we are starting to think outside of the box.
Yeah.
Who would you want to see as president of this country? What celebrity do you think would do a really good job?
And I would like to know why.
Especially why.
Okay.
You can call or text us, 916-909-1065. Kevin, let's start with you.
I think Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, I almost put Ryan Reynolds on there, but he was born in Canada.
Okay, I've got one for you.
All right.
Okay, Matt Damon. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why.
That's a good suggestion.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why. You have never met a person that doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's very easy to consume, and he is good looking, but not so attractive that you can't trust him.
Right.
So, okay, that's my number one. I have four.
That's a really good... You have four?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Should I keep going or do you want to go?
I'll go. Okay. I think Beyonce. And this is coming from me. I'm not even a big Beyonce
not
fan.
Not at all.
But here's why. Just imagine. Put yourself in a world where a press conference is called and she just starts singing.
Okay. It does seem unifying.
What conflict couldn't be solved with a singing president,
man,
with a beautiful voice.
Right.
And you know what? Instead of her, I almost put Dolly Parton, who's having a real moment right now.
She sure is.
She's too old.
Okay.
We already have one old person running. We don't need another one.
And that was a big problem already for Biden.
Exactly. So.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, somebody just texted in, and I want to know what your thoughts are on this as a Real Housewives fan.
Okay.
Candy Burris.
First of all, no.
No.
And I'll tell you why. Candy is always about to fall asleep. Okay.
Is that true?
No, but it looks like it.
Okay.
Number two, she is too hungry. She spends so much of her time looking for food.
Really?
Yeah.
You make her sound like she's a raccoon.
She's a very hungry person.
All right. What about this one? This is another suggestion. Kelly Clarkson.
I can't.
I don't really know.
She has too much.
She's too much what?
Going
energy.
On. Yeah.
The way she is on her talk show makes me exhausted.
I thought you loved Kelly Clarkson.
I love Kelly Clarkson as an artist. She is too much for me as a person. I used to like her as a person until I got too much of her. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about this one? Jeff Bezos. Any person that can get a product delivered to me the same day that I order it and also send people into space.
Yeah.
Imagine what kind of world conflicts he could help solve if every country had Prime.
I'm going to throw another one out there that's a little adjacent to Jeff Bezos that I think would be a better choice, and that's Mark Cuban. Because Mark Cuban seems like he's...
Kevin, that's genius!
He seems like a good time Charlie. Who doesn't want floor seats to the Mavericks?
Right.
Everybody gets one.
That's part of it. Okay, my last one, and I want you guys to just hold off on commenting before I say it, okay?
If you're just joining us, we're talking, now that Biden is out of the presidential race, what celebrity do you want to see in there? I think you can guess what mine is, my last one, but go ahead.
Okay, we all know who your last one is going to be. Mine is, and please just give me a second, Bill Paxton.
He's not alive.
Okay. He looks presidential. Okay, well, he always has.
Yeah.
And now he's an angel.
Oh.
Because he died several years ago.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
yeah.
So beat that.
It does seem like that would be very difficult to, like, let's say we have a dignitary visiting.
Yeah.
And then they have to sit in a chair opposite and nothing in a chair.
Right.
And they go, the Ouija board's on the way. Hold on one sec. We're gonna find out what his thoughts are. Final one, President Clooney.
Yeah.
Where do we go wrong? I'm going to take that silence as a resounding vote.
Okay, here's what's going to happen, though. If George Clooney becomes the president and his wife becomes the first lady, you have to stop talking trash about her. Okay, she is an environmental lawyer and philanthropist. The only reason you hate her is because she gets to sleep next to George every night.
First Lady Amal Aboudin.
No, Amal Alamuddin.
You mean...
No,
Amal Dean.
Clooney.
Keep your text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So I just got back from a trip back to Pennsylvania where I grew up to check in on my dad and take care of him. He's not doing great. It was actually kind of a emotionally heavy trip for me because I knew my dad wasn't doing so hot, but he's had a stroke in the past, but he seems to have been mostly recovered from that. Now he's having a problem with his eyes. He's starting to go blind from, well, I won't get into it. But anyway, though, it was the first time I saw my dad's apartment, though, his new apartment that he's lived in for 4 years. And I got to tell you, it was awesome and hilarious and weird at the same time.
Okay.
He has decided that he is going to start collecting things.
Oh. Okay. That
Don't get excited, Kevin. It's not like Laura Connor cards or like...
Well, no, of course not. But I mean, like,
well, I think that's what
a
Kevin
collection feels very up your dad's alley.
Yeah. It's what he's choosing to collect that is so weird. If you want to see any of this stuff, just text the word stuff, S-T-U-F-F, to 909-1065. Just to give you an idea of what some of the things are that he has decided, I'm going to start collecting that. Brass pots.
Oh.
Found a whole bunch of them.
Kevin goes, oh, okay.
And I saw them and I go,
understand a brass, like, what do you mean?
Like almost like a flower pot, I guess, but made of brass, like a little bit bigger than like Genie's lamp. I don't know. Like I walk by and he has them all on a shelf and I go, what's going on with these? And he goes, I don't know. I go, what are you going to use them for? He goes, I don't know. I go, where do you find them? He goes, I don't know, like yard sales and Goodwill, sometimes antique stores. I go, but no plan. There's no plan for these. He goes, no.
What, now, are they things of value? Like, is this a collection that you could antique roadshow and maybe
There's one thing of value. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. Plastic water bottles. He removes the label.
Okay.
And then saves the empty plastic water bottle.
Okay.
Again, you can see pictures of all of this, so you know I'm not making it up. Text stuff to 909-1065.
Where are the water bottles? Are they in a cabinet?
They're all on a shelf in his living room. His living room, by the way, also, he has so many plants, and everything is uplit because of the plants. Like, he's trying to help the plants. They're like his new babies.
Yeah.
That, like, from a distance, it looks like kind of an awesome room, but it's not. Like, I don't know how to describe
it. When you sent me the pictures, I was like, okay.
I don't remember seeing the
water bottles, though.
Yeah, they're tech stuff. You can see them, 916-909-1065.
And he doesn't refill them.
No plan. I also found a bunch of empty prescription pill bottles with cigarettes inside.
Smoked cigarettes?
Nope.
Oh.
Fresh cigarettes.
Unused.
Right. Oh, and I go, what's going on with these? And his response also to that was rainy day. I said, I don't know what that means.
But you can't smoke on a rainy day.
You're taking that a little too literally. Another thing, I just found like orange mugs. Like, they're not mugs. They're like plastic bins that I guess it almost looks like something a hospital would give you to pee into, but I know that that's not what it is. Almost like a big gulp or something.
Yeah. Like, does it have a straw?
No, but it looks like it did. And he has a lot of them. Like, he has a lot of things.
Yeah, this is so odd.
And this was the weirdest one. I found a picture that he has of my kids. Okay. And again, you can see this. Behind it is a flower vase. Can you see what's in this flower vase?
No, I can't. Not from here.
I'm going to zoom in on it. Can you see what it is? It looks like matches.
Oh, it does look like matches.
Maybe razor blades.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's money. Cash. That he has folded up into like a little cootie catcher or like a square. And he puts it in there and he goes, guess how much money's in there? I go, I wasn't prepared for carnival games, right. Dad. He goes, just guess. I go, I don't know. Are they dollar bills? He goes, some of them. Some of them are 50s. Some of them are hundreds. And I go, what's going on? What's happening here? So I'm asking you,
well,
two,
did we ever find out how much?
I don't know. No, I have no idea. Okay, how to count that.
That's not the weirdest one. The weirdest one are the water bottles. And I feel like maybe does he use them to start new plants? Maybe.
Maybe.
See, I gotta tell you, I'm gonna be. This is all I'm gonna think about now. I need to know where the orange sippy cups come from, okay? Yeah. I need to know, what are we doing with the plastic water bottles?
Right.
And I would like to see the brass. I feel like we could do something.
Maybe we'll get him on the phone and he can explain what his goals are for some of this stuff at some point.
Nah.
It's more fun to be
I just want to try to
mystified by it, right?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Again, if you want to see any of this, text in stuff to 916-909-1065. And if you have a theory as to what's going on, please let me know.
1065, the end. It's the wake up call.
The Olympics are about to kick off yet again. It's a big moment for this country. It's a big moment for the world. And this is the first time that there are going to be some new events in the Olympics.
Finally. Yay, exactly. I have been trying to get new events in the Olympics for a long time. Zumba. Everybody said no.
Got it.
Stilt walking. Everybody said no.
Yeah. And we wish you luck with that endeavor.
I'm still trying. Me and Flavor Flav.
You and Flavor Flav. However, this is going to be the first time breakdancing is going to be an Olympic sport.
Oh, is this
exciting?
True?
Yes, it is an Olympic sport. 40% of Americans think that it's cool.
Yeah!
31% don't agree with it at all. And 29% said they're not sure. I thought that was interesting.
Well, the people that don't agree, it's harder than they think.
How hard?
How do you know?
I used to break dance.
You used to break dance?
Yeah, it was the thing in high school. They were called B-boys, okay?
They were, or you were?
We as a group.
Okay.
Well, I don't B-boy anymore because the little weight got happened. But
there's nothing sadder than an old B-boy.
We used to put out cardboard.
Be a B-man.
Don't.
Okay, you'd put out cardboard.
Oh, yeah.
And then what?
And then you just break dance.
Well, you say it like it's an easy thing. You said it's hard.
It is hard.
Okay,
well, so getting the motions and then spinning.
This isn't the Great British Baking Show where you just say make a cake. You gotta tell us how to break dance.
Yeah, well, it depends on what moves you want to do.
Okay,
it depends on your competitor what moves he does. I usually like to end with the head spin.
Head spin.
Okay, where you're on top of your head and you spin.
This is your closer.
It usually finishes, but sometimes. All right. It finishes bad.
Okay.
Can you show us any moves right now?
I need a cardboard. But the easiest move is like the helicopter.
What's the helicopter?
It's where you have your two hands and then your feet go around.
Hold on. If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking about
breaking
how
news.
The Olympics are about to start and breakdancing is now an Olympic event. Kevin used to be a B-boy, apparently,
yeah,
and knows how to breakdance. Hold on one sec. Go ahead. Go tell us more about it.
Okay. Well, you just stand on your hands, and then you move your legs around, and you just, you know.
I think that there's got to be more to it than that.
No, it's really
Gavin
that
has simple. Left the room, I do think, and this is unfortunate for you, I do think he's going to get some cardboard.
There is no cardboard in this building. I hope not.
Why? Don't you
I haven't stretched yet.
Oh, cool. Okay, why don't you start stretching while we wait for Gavin, okay?
I'm so fit. No. You know, my B-boy days have been long gone.
I've got great news.
Okay,
no! Good.
Gavin's back.
Cardboard box is on its way.
No! It has to be a particular cardboard box.
I'm glad you said that. I went out there and I said, give me the best breakdancing cardboard box we have.
And they said, on it, Chief.
Yeah.
I'm so pissed.
You said new or broken in.
Oh.
Okay.
What do you prefer?
I like new because it's easier to, like, you know, move around.
Now, right. I just want you to know, out when you left the room, yeah, he was already trying to find it. And there it comes.
Oh, that's great. It's not big enough for me to
break
it
down. Break dance.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Well, you got to break it to make it a square.
Okay. Well, sure, I know the first step of breakdancing, break down the cardboard box. All right, go on.
Okay, and then you lay it flat.
Uh-huh.
And then we circle around the cardboard.
Okay.
Okay, because this is where the breakdance battle happens,
all right,
okay?
Here it comes. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So exciting.
Here's your box, B-Man.
Okay. This is not big enough.
Oh, you've lost weight. It'll be fine.
Okay, well, I will try.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and right, then so you get on your two hands.
Well, hold on a second. I'm gonna videotape it. All right, so then, okay.
This is not big enough.
Kevin, you have to just make it work.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to make it a little bit bigger. Okay, that's smart.
Oh, that is smart.
This See? Is what we do back in the street.
Okay, oh, there we go. Okay.
Here we go. I got more surface room.
Right.
Okay, and then you got to go from the top. You go like this.
Here he goes.
Okay.
Okay,
he's going. He's
and
going.
Then you go like this. I don't have a big enough board, that's why. But you go someplace.
He's trying to make it. Okay, listen,
he's swinging his legs all over the place.
No, it's right. It's just the board.
I'm worried you're going to give yourself a rug burn.
It's rectangle. I need a big square.
Okay. Listen, I'm doing the best I can.
I can't be boy like this.
All right. Okay.
Well, did you see?
Well, I saw.
You can't be boy under these kind of conditions.
You said breakdancing's not easy.
You know what? Right. Gold medal.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.